Good day all, Rico here. In this podcast, I wanted to share with you a story about my experiences as a teacher. The second course of my master's program, I've been given an assignment to build a portfolio website and to do a podcast about my previous teaching experiences. I've already got the website, so here's the podcast. But enough intro, Rick, get to the good stuff. Turns out that I don't remember too many of my really great teaching experiences. I know I've had successes, but they don't stand out as much as the total failures. That probably says something crucial about my personality, but there you go. So instead of a story of success, I'm going to give stories of failure, but with an underlying theme that has led to my success as a teacher. Anecdote the first. I was in middle school in a pre-algebra class. It was the first time in my life I'd been given homework that I actually had to take home and do instead of just finishing it while the teacher was talking in class. I don't remember exactly what the topic was, but at one point I was frustrated by something and called my mom over to help me. We looked at it and tried a few dead ends. We both got increasingly frustrated. Voices were raised until she finally exclaimed, "I can't help you with this," and went off to do something else. I didn't understand it at the time, but I hit the limits of what my mom remembered about math. My mom's a smart gal, but math isn't her strong point, and it had been a decade or more since she'd had a serious math class. This was my first exposure to the idea that maybe adults didn't know everything about everything, nor do they have perfect recall. Fast forward a few years to high school. My then-girlfriend, now-wife, was taking a statistics class. She, too, was not a mathlete like I was. She had asked me for help one night, and try as I might, I couldn't get her to see the connections in the math that I could. I completely failed as a teacher, and neither of us has forgotten how horrific that failure was. Again, I didn't see it at the time, but this was my first indicator that maybe everyone didn't learn the same way. It took a while until she was willing to ask for my help again, but a few years later, she was in an intro to programming class that used Pascal as the language of choice. This should have been a red flag for me. I'd been around 8 years old when I devoured my first book on Pascal, even though I wouldn't have access to a Pascal compiler for another 5 years. Yeah, I was one of those kids. Anyway, the lesson went on about as well as could be expected, epic fail, and we made a tacit agreement that I would never again try to help her with her homework. The lesson here? It's harder to teach things you're passionate about, because your students may not have the passion and it'll just break your heart to see how much they just don't care. And now back to the present. I've been teaching for about a year and a half now. I've taken these failures to heart and used them to make myself a better teacher. I don't expect my students to have perfect recall, nor to remember the minutiae that has accumulated over years of constant exposure to a subject. I try to present my course material in as many formats as I can generate. Pages of long-form text, bulleted slides, screencasts, interactive examples, real-world examples, etc. Because everyone will absorb it differently. And I know that my students probably won't love what I'm teaching. They may even hate it, but that's okay because I'm not what I teach. I'm just the messenger.